Meister Sheni Perik Hey Mishnah Yud Beis. So this is a continuation of the Vidoy of the Meisters. So it says in the Torah, Lo'echalti ba'oini mimenu. He's saying that he didn't eat it while he was in a state of being an oinin. So Aninus Diaraisa is Dafka on the day of Misa Lo Aleinu. But if it's the night after the Misa, or even if afterwards they bury the dead, the day of the burial is not the Yom Aninus Midiaraisa, it's Dafka the day of the Misa, the day of the death, is the only Aninus Midiaraisa. So this that it's referring to where a person says that he did not eat Maisus on the day of Aninus, it's Dafka that day, Midiaraisa. But if he ate it on that day, he can't do vidoy. I was not mevarit while I was tameh. But if he was mafreshit while he was tameh, he can't do vidoy. Now it's dafka when he's tameh, not when the actual item is tameh. Because when the item is tameh and it's tevel, like the Tiferes Tzol explains, you can be mafreshit and be poidit. So it's dafka when the person himself, it's going on the person. When the person's tameh and the tevel is tahar, by being mafreshit, he would be metamed at the same time. That you're not allowed to do. So if he would do that, he can't do vidui. Next case, v'lanasat mimenu l'mase, and I didn't give it to a mase. What does that mean? L'lekachti menu aron v'tachrichim l'mase. I didn't use it to buy an aron and tachrichim and shrouds for a mase. Now we know the Rab brings this up. The obvious question is that even for a live person, one's not allowed to use money of Meister Sheni or Meister Sheni itself to use it to purchase clothing. One's only allowed to redeem Meister Sheni, use the money to buy food and to smear on oils onto his body. So even if a person's alive, he can't do this. So why does the Mishnah chap onto dafka buying shrouds and an aron for a mace? So the Tiferes Tzol explains that there's a difference, that if one would actually do this for a live person, he has some type of takana where he can eat kenegdoi. He made a mistake, so what he should do is he should take money set aside for the same value and eat on that kedushas maaser sheni. And he seems to imply that if one would do that, he could still do vidoi. Masha'inkin, if he would actually use Meister Sheni to buy things for the mace, that he can't eat kenegdai. Reb Kiveger brings a Rashi in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Dalid that learns that this case, where one cannot do vidoy if he uses Meister Sheni for the tachrichim of a mace, or the aron of the tachrichim of the mace, it's dafka case where the Meister Sheni became tameh, because Rashi learns that if Meister Sheni becomes tameh and one is paid to that, he is actually allowed to use that money to buy clothing. The only isser of being paid to Meister Sheni to buy clothing, and the only chiyuv to use Meister Sheni to eat and use it for smearing and eating is dafka when it's tar. When it's tameh, Rashi seems to imply in the Gemara over there that it's mutter. So the Mishnah comes and tells us, but that's only when you're using it for your own clothing. But when a person is buying for the tachrichim or the aron of a mace, that he's not allowed to do even when it is tameh. And I did not give the Meister Sheni, or the Meisters, to other Oinonim. The Taisantiv doesn't know how this comes about, where is this coming from. Maybe it's only talking about a mace. Shamati b'kol Hashem loikoi, havesiv l'veis habchira. I brought it to the Beis Habchira, to the Beis Hamikdash. So the only one that you bring to the Beis Hamikdash is Bikurim. And this is what Tiferes Tzol says, and the Mishneh Sheni says, and others. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisoni, I did it everything that you commanded me to. Samachti v'simachti voi, which means that I had simcha from it, and I was also misameach others with it, b'sever panim yafis, and with simcha. And the Mishneh Sheni learns this is also going on Bikurim as well.